Title: Compose a sub from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's build a real Jungle Era sub from Absolute Zero in Ableton Live 12. Not a modern EDM wobble, not a fuzzy bass that eats all your headroom. We're going for that old school, reggae-leaning DNB weight. Clean fundamental, controlled harmonics, tight envelope, and a sidechain that's functional and fast enough for breakbeats. Before we even touch sound design, set yourself up like you're actually producing a tune, not designing a patch in a vacuum. Set your tempo to somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. I'm going to park it at 170. Now drop in a break. Amen style, think, anything with that proper old school swing. And here's the important bit. Add a kick layer even if the break already has a kick. In Jungle, the sub often answers the kick, or at least lives in a negotiated truce with it. So give yourself a consistent anchor. Loop 8 bars. Break, kick, and maybe a placeholder stab or pad just so you're not designing into silence. But when you're making decisions about the sub, keep coming back to this check. Mute everything except break, kick, and sub. Because in this style, the sub is part of the rhythm section. It's basically another drum voice. Now create a new MIDI track and name it SUB. Load operator. We're keeping it stable and phase consistent. Oscillator A is your whole world for the core. Set it to a sine wave, level at 0 dB, and turn off oscillators B, C, and D, or pull them down to minus infinity. We want a pure sine core so the low end doesn't wobble or smear. Optional move, a tiny pitch envelope for a little thump at the start. Not a dunk, not a laser. Go to the pitch envelope in operator, enable it, and set the amount to around plus 2 to plus 6 semitones. Keep it subtle. Then set decay somewhere around 40 to 90 milliseconds. You're aiming for a tiny initial push that gives the note definition under a fast break, without turning into an obvious pitch drop. Now the amp envelope, because jungle subs live or die on note length and overlap. Set attack to 0 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds depending on how busy your pattern is. If you're writing lots of short notes at 170, stay on the shorter end. Sustain can be all the way down, or very low, if you want plucky subs with space. If you know you'll have occasional longer notes, you can bring sustain up a bit, like around minus 12 dB. But be careful. Sustain sub under fast drums can flatten the groove. Release, 40 to 120 milliseconds. This is a big deal. Too short and you'll get clicks. Too long and notes overlap, and the low end becomes a fog. Advanced mindset here, at 170 BPM, release discipline is basically mixing. If your sub sounds huge sometimes and disappears other times, it's often not EQ. It's overlap and phase behavior from how notes are retriggering. One more anti-click tip if you're doing really short 1/16 subs, it's totally legal to add 1 to 3 milliseconds of attack. That tiny fade can save you from ticky renders without making the bass feel late. Cool! Now we need the sub to translate on real systems and also be audible on smaller speakers without destroying the purity of the fundamental. Old records got away with more pure sub because people were listening on systems. In 2026, your track still needs to read on phones and laptops. So we add harmonics, carefully. After operator, drop in saturator. Pick a mode like soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB to start. Turn on soft clip. Now level match. This is crucial. If you don't level match, you'll think it sounds better when it's just louder. Pull down the output so when you bypass saturator, the volume stays roughly the same. What you're listening for is richness, not volume. Then add EQ8 for sub hygiene. Turn on oversampling if your CPU can take it. Put a high pass filter at around 20 to 30 Hz. I usually start around 25 Hz. That low rumble is not weight, it's wasted headroom and unpredictable limiting later. If the bass starts sounding like cardboard or boxy, do a gentle bell cut around 200 to 350 Hz. Not a huge scoop, just a little cleanup. And only if needed, a tiny bell boost around 80 to 110 Hz can help presence depending on the key and where your fundamental sits. But be careful, boosting low end is easy, controlling it is the hard part. Now we lock the sub into mono because stereo sub is a phase lottery. Add utility after EQ8, enable bass mono and set it to 120 Hz. If you want to be extremely safe, set width to 0%. The point is, everything below that region should be dead center, stable, and repeatable on club rigs. Next, sidechain. Not the house bump, not the giant breathing effect. Jungle sidechain is tight, almost invisible, but it makes space for the kick and helps the groove feel fast. Add compressor after utility. Enable sidechain and choose your kick track as the input. Start with ratio at 4:1. Attack between 3 and 10 milliseconds. Release between 60 and 130 milliseconds. Start at 90 and then tune by groove. Pull the threshold down until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. Teacher trick: if your break kick is inconsistent, don't fight it. Make a ghost kick, a separate MIDI track that triggers a short click or tight kick on the grid, purely as the sidechain trigger. That gives you repeatable ducking while the break can stay as messy as it wants. Now, optional but extremely powerful, split your bass into a clean sub and a controlled harmonic top. This is how you get phone translation without messing up the actual sub. Group your instrument chain into an instrument rack. Make two chains, SUB clean and TOP harmonics. On SUB clean, keep operator, then EQ8 with a low pass around 90 to 120 Hz, steep slope like 24 dB per octave. Then utility with bass mono at 120. On TOP harmonics, you can duplicate operator, keep it sine or introduce a slightly richer source, but let's keep it consistent for now. Add saturator with more drive, like 5 to 10 dB, because this chain is not responsible for the fundamental. Then EQ8. High pass at 100 to 150 Hz so none of the true sub gets into this chain, and low pass around 1.5 to 3 kHz. You want it woody and present, not buzzy and modern. If you want a tiny bit of old sampler crunch, add redux very subtly. Keep it gentle, a small downsample amount, just enough to texture it. If you can clearly hear bit crush, you've gone too far. Balance the chains like this. Bring TOP up until you just notice it when the sub plays solo. Then turn the drums back on. Ideally, the TOP chain disappears into the groove, but when you listen on small speakers, suddenly the bass line still makes sense. Extra advanced option if you want to get fancy later, key tracked saturation behavior, where low notes stay clean and higher notes introduce more harmonics. But don't complicate it yet. First make the foundation slam. Now we compose the bass line. This is the part where the vibe becomes real jungle instead of a sine wave playing notes. Pick a key that makes physical sense. Jungle-friendly fundamentals tend to sit really nicely around F, F sharp, or G. F1 is about 43.65 Hz. That's deep but workable. F sharp and G often translate even easier. Coach rule: choose your lowest legal note up front. Decide your floor, like F1 or F sharp 1 or G1. And then be disciplined. Anything below that is a special effect note, not your home bass, because going too low will eat headroom, blur your kick relationship, and collapse on smaller playback. Let's say we're in F minor. Now write with gaps. Short notes. Bass. The sub is not a pad. Try a two-bar idea like this. Conceptually, bar 1. Hit F1 short. Leave a pocket. Then AB 1. Then F1 again. Another gap. Then AB 1. Bar 2. Keep the same identity but add a tiny variation. F1. A quick passing G1. AB 1. Then a brief drop to DB 1 and back. But here's the discipline. Keep most of your energy on the pedal notes, like the root and maybe the fifth. Think 70 to 90% of your notes living on one anchor. Allow maybe one passing tone per bar, and keep it super short so it reads as movement, nice instability. Now groove placement. Listen to where the kick hits, and where the snare pulls the groove. A very jungle trick is not just answering the kick, but answering the snare. Put a short substab right after the snare, slightly late by a few milliseconds. It creates urgency without stepping on the kick's chest, and micro timing matters. Try nudging some bass notes 5 to 15 milliseconds late. Not everything, just a couple notes that feel like they're sitting behind the break. This is one of those advanced differences that doesn't show up on a screenshot, but absolutely shows up in how it rolls. Also, watch your note lengths at 170. If you're stacking notes so the release overlaps, you'll get mud. If you need more separation, shorten release a bit, or shorten notes, and let the sidechain create the breathing room. Now arrangement, because jungle is about drops, resets, switches, and that illusion that the system got louder even though you didn't change the fader. Try a quick blueprint. Intro for 16 bars, filtered break, effects, and just hints of sub. You can even high pass the sub so you only hear the TOP rhythm without the weight. Then the drop for 32 bars, full sub pattern, break, ragga hits, stabs. Then a switch for 16 bars, remove the sub for 4 bars or do a smaller motif. Then second drop, bring the sub back, same core pattern but add a little 1 bar mutation every 8 bars. 1 bar mutation ideas, swap a note to the 5th, add a 1/16 pickup, extend the last note so it hangs into the next bar, or remove the first note entirely. Minimal change, maximum hypnosis. And here's a classic, the wheel-up bar. Once every 16 or 32 bars, cut the sub for half a bar, then come back with one longer note. It feels like a rewind moment. You've changed nothing about loudness, but the crowd hears it as impact. Automation. Tiny moves only. Maybe push, saturate, or drive up 1 or 2 dB in second drop, or open the TOP chain low pass slightly. In jungle, small tone shifts feel huge because the arrangement is already doing the heavy lifting. Common mistakes to avoid while you work. Don't distort the subcore until it's fuzzy. You want harmonics, not fuzz. Fuzz steals headroom and makes the low end unstable. Don't let the sub go stereo. Mono below around 120. Always. Don't write notes that are too long for the tempo. Overlap equals mud. Don't ignore key choice. If the tune forces your sub into awkward frequencies, it won't slam no matter how much processing you do. And don't sidechain like EDM. If it's pumping and breathing loudly, you're killing the roll. Now a quick practice mission so this becomes a skill, not a one-off patch. Make a 16-bar loop with break and kick. Use the same sub rack and write 3 bass lines. Bass line A. Mostly root and fifth. Short notes. Lots of space. Bass line B. Add minor 3rd and flat 7th movement. More musical, still disciplined. Bass line C. Darker version. Add 1 or 2 chromatic passing notes like E1 into F1, but keep them very short.